is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Germans closed two train stations in Munich responding to potential terrorism threats. Turkey's president's comments on Hitler and trying to make a case for a stronger presidency in that country have stirred controversy. McDonald's has 2,200 stores in China, half of them open 24 hours, and now they find they've become effective sanctuaries for the homeless. President Obama and Attorney General Loretta Lynch are meeting to consider options on gun control via executive orders. Atlanta's one-year-old streetcar system fell 200,000 passengers short of the 1.1 million projected, and now they're adding fares of $1 per ride, which means the numbers may drop farther. Americans between 40 and 55 have retirement savings averaging $14,500, when some experts believe they will need 20 to 30 times that amount, or between $300,000 and $450,000 apiece. Studies by the Federal Reserve Bank in St. Louis have found that after the Great Recession by 2012 and 2013, older jobless women over 50 years of age accounted for half of the long-term unemployed, defined as over 6 months without work. Experts estimate that by 2019, retail cloud computing, the data center operations, will double in size to $314 billion in sales, and the computerized sensors on all manner of objects will be a $2.6 trillion business. Auto sales in 2015 will surpass the previous record of 17.4 million set in 2000, but then Detroit U.S. automakers controlled 66% of the sales, and now through November, at least the numbers indicate that they will only have 45% of the sales. New Year's Eve, surge pricing on Uber, the ride-sharing service, was triple the normal rate for a ride. Microsoft, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Yahoo, and others will now disclose when users of email and other services have probably been targeted by hackers working on behalf of governments. Accelerating cost of new drugs for diseases pushed up total U.S. prescription drug spending 12.2% in 2014, five times the prior year's rate. Out-of-pocket prescription drug costs rose 2.75% in 2014. 3 days emerged as the most deadly, December 25th and 26th and January 1st. U.S. stock market for 2015 records its worst year since 2008. Egypt has shut down Facebook's Free Basics program, being used by 3 million Egyptians to gain access to the internet after just 2 months. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.